Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. An alternate location for the proposed amphitheater to be built for the International Pathfinders Camporee in 2024 has been suggested. The News Record reports the Campbell County Public Works Director put forth putting the facility on Camplex property. The location would be larger and would require much less dirt work before construction. The new location would still need to be presented to the Camporee organization for their approval. A Gillette mom who's running for the school board has begun organizing events to raise awareness of Bullying and Suicide Prevention Month. County 17 reports Jessica Martinez's son, Charlie Cross, has been bullied at his elementary and junior high school. An organizational meeting to put on a rally and town hall meeting will be held on the 11th at Bicentennial Park near the tennis courts next to the playground at the west end of the park. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health and Sheridan Memorial Hospital have announced an agreement that will form a new partnership to provide emergency medical services to Sheridan County. Both the Sheridan City Council and the County Commissioners voted to offer the service contract to Wyoming Regional EMS, which will be a jointly funded limited liability corporation, which will provide ambulance services for the City of Sheridan and Sheridan County beginning in November. A fire caused by an arcing power line downed by strong winds set ablaze that swept through Eagle Butte Mine yesterday morning around 1 a.m. The News Record reports the fire was contained around 3 a.m. after it burned roughly 200 acres, numerous power poles, and 6 passenger pickup trucks. 15 firefighters and 1 department chief responded to the fire and were aided by mine personnel, sheriff's deputies, and Powder River Energy Corporation personnel. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.